This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Who's back in rehab?
Get out of here.
And who's hitting who?
We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. Apparently, the royal wedding was a thing to watch on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't realize that it would get the buzz that it did. I guess we got a lot of buzz going up, but I didn't realize that so many women would set alarms to get up on a Saturday morning and actually have watch parties.
So women in tiaras. I mean, people made a big deal.
You want to guess in millions? I've got it right here from MSN Entertainment. How many million U.S. viewers actually watched?
I didn't even.
I'm going to say it was like an NBA. Playoff game, I'm going to say 6.2 is the television rating, so I'm going to say 10 million.
Whopping 22.4 million U.S. viewers.
Wow.
Across six major networks tuned in to watch Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding vows.
It was on every network.
CBS raked in 4.79 million viewers. NBC, 6.4. ABC, 6.3. Another 4.8 watched on Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC combined. How about this? 23 million, nearly 23 million from the U.S., 25 million in the U.K. So we had almost as many viewers here.
And it's their prince.
It's like SEC football. We'll watch any wedding here in the U.S. I bet Birmingham was number one.
I know there are people that would differ on me. And look, there's nothing you can do about love, but I told you guys off air if I was Meghan Markle on Friday, I think I would have found some billionaire where I could still go to dinner in New York and not be harassed. And the pretensions of the pretentious... background of the royals. How about this? She was added to the royal family's website with her own page. They left out her entire career as an actress.
Well, yeah, we want to ignore that, don't we?
Well, let's be honest. It wasn't fantastic.
What happens? Well, first of all, if something bad happens to the brother, unfortunately, is she the queen if he becomes king?
I thought I heard this right during the coverage. Lauren, did you watch the royal wedding? I think she's 11th. In succession, I think is where
so
she is.
So just if he becomes the king, like if the brother, something bad happens to the brother, he becomes king, that does not necessarily make her the queen.
Well, the queen right now and then her husband, or excuse me, her son is next.
That's Charles, yeah. Charles. So Charles, but he'll die and then the older brother will become king.
William. Right.
So but if Kate something happens, Middleton might have a little responsibility, but it looks like Meghan Markle's never going to have to step it up.
But no, Middleton become the queen?
Kids are next. The kids are next. Williams is kids. Williams and Kate's two kids.
Oh, okay. So confusing.
Yeah.
It really is.
They're 11.
But apparently Meghan Markle's never going to have to do anything, right?
No.
She is the Secretary of Agriculture.
Good for her.
Like when they're gathering at Buckingham Palace, they may leave Meghan back in the Oval Office just in case.
Would you guys agree that we have pretty good pizza here in Birmingham?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You think Seattle's got good pizza?
Never been there.
Never think of it.
Well, I don't know if they do or don't, but a story out of a Seattle pizza restaurant. Police are searching for a woman who used bear mace on several employees at this restaurant. Happened on May 11th. Surveillance video released Thursday showed the woman leaving the shop after an extended conversation with staff. Then she re-enters the store minutes later and sprays five employees with the mace. Pizza shop closed the restaurant to throw out all the food due to the amount of bear mace that was sprayed.
Yeah.
Now, here's
still searching for the suspect.
If you're a quality pizza shop, you come out with a new pizza that you call the bear mace, right?
Yes.
That's only what these people quality.
That's what these people should know. I mean, if you're creative, not quality.
I would think it would have a lot of meat and cheese on it.
The old bear mace pizza. Yep.
After a Virginia man was reported missing, then found hours later on the side of the road, he told police he was kidnapped, drugged, and held against his will by members of a motorcycle gang. FBI says he fabricated that story and several others so he could disappear and start a new life with his mistress.
Mm.
Larry Wayne Price Jr. was arrested last week, charged with lying to federal authorities. Prosecutor said that after Price's wife reported him missing on April 14th, police in his hometown and the county sheriff's office launched a massive search that included the use of state police helicopters and dogs. Now, Price, 38, was located that night by a driver who noticed him on the side of the road. An affidavit written by an FBI agent says that when Price was taken to a hospital, he told police he was kidnapped by two strangers, drugged, and held against his will. He said he was taken to a business he owns, Cycle Shop, where he said his keys were taken and the store's safe was robbed. He also said the men pointed a gun at him and stole his pocket knife and his 9mm handgun.
I'm going to need that pocket knife.
But when police reviewed the security video from the motorcycle shop, they found no indication the shop had been disturbed and no sign of robbery or the white van Price had described. When the FBI interviewed Price, he changed his story and said he was kidnapped by members of a motorcycle gang. He also told authorities he thought he may have been kidnapped because he owed someone money. Now, agents discovered he contacted a woman the day he was reported missing. Price said the woman managed a restaurant he owned and denied having an affair with her. She eventually told authorities she and Price had discussed, quote, wanting to disappear. She said they decided to move into a house near her father's home to start a new life altogether.
So, planning something like this, it's poor judgment. We would all agree, right?
Right.
But you would think in your extensive planning of staging a robbery, you would remember that you've got security video, wouldn't you?
First thing you do is put the spray paint on the
that's right.
The old camera.
They sprayed over the cameras. So we don't know why happened.
Isn't the easiest thing just to leave?
It's true. Don't
I mean,
like
really. Who wants to run off with the mistress?
Yeah, just take
just
off.
Just go.
Right?
I mean, eventually it's going to happen anyway. So why concoct this story? We've got a stylist at a Brooklyn barbershop threw a client through the front window after he complained about his haircut. Can you guys see Roni doing this?
Yeah.
Now, the 33-year-old victim at the Levels barbershop, according to the Daily News, police said he threatened to withhold payment for the cut because he didn't like it. That's when the barber became enraged, shoved him through the storefront window.
Yo, I am not paying for this, dude.
Victim's face was ripped open and his clothing was covered in blood. He was taken by ambulance to a hospital. The stylist then ran off.
How do you like those cuts?
Other barbers said they didn't know the stylist's name or how to reach him. Well, at least they got his back, right?
Or was he just some guy off the street?
I mean, they worked with him.
Yeah, I got the next one. Come on.
Next. Bowl cut for you.
Florida police were called to a couple's home over a domestic dispute after a woman refused to cuddle with his girlfriend because it was too hot. Local officials found Jared Thompson, 24, with lacerations on the left side of his face when they arrived at the home on Wednesday. It was even noted that, quote, belongings and furniture were tossed in the living room. Now, the man claimed that Christy Mudd, 31, attacked him and destroyed the residence, according to the arrest affidavit. Thompson claimed that his girlfriend was mad because he refused to cuddle because it was too hot.
Sometimes it's too hot.
And my wife and I deal with this, Lance. We deal with it better than these people. But you know, we've got a. When we're in the bed, I get hot in the bed, and my wife is more colder nature, and she'd like to snuggle a little bit, but she says I'm too hot, and I don't really want the skin touching the skin because it gets
you like
hot.
Like it when it sticks.
Yeah. So
just the opposite for me. I'm the cold one.
This is an issue. This is an issue in our marriage.
Well,
how did these people?
Hopefully,
solve it?
It won't get this far. Police report states that Thompson said the woman pushed him and scratched him while he stood in the bedroom doorway.
Jennifer's never done that.
Now, Mudd denied the allegations and said that he had the quote distinct odor of alcoholic beverages on his breath.
Well, that's a problem.
Now, she was found to be the primary aggressor after she was seen to not have any visible injuries. Mudd was arrested for domestic battery and booked at the Clearwater County Jail on a misdemeanor charge. She was released and instructed not to contact her boyfriend, which means she will not be cuddling anytime soon.
I don't mind cuddling and snuggling any other spot, but in the bed, don't we? It gets complicated.
I would agree with you. I'm not a snuggler in the bed.
Turn up the AC.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good. Auburn wins 22-19. The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.